Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it. We're short or brown or round or we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents Square Wall Palette, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
And if you're worried, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Reassuring theme tune, isn't it?
It's nice. It's turned out, I mean, Mark Hodge brilliantly wrote that for us a couple of years ago, and its optimistic tone hasn't really played out the way we'd hoped.
Oh.
Well, just because he wrote that before Brexit. Now, hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we turn the earth inside out and tip out all the best treasure it had in it, like the cultural oddities in a Malteser so old you could take it on the Antiques Roadshow. You know you've got one in your handbag right now. Talking of roadshows and antiques, let's meet some human ones in the forms of today's comedians. On my left, playing for Top of the G'day, Sarah Bonetto and Alison Spittle.
Hi.
And on my right, playing for Jerked Beavers, Margaret Cagle-Smith and Tanya Moore. So I'm going to throw it to you, panellists. What makes you diverse, Sarah Bonetto?
I'm from a faraway land and I came here on a ship. No, that's not true. But I am foreign. I'm from Australia. I'm a working class girl, grew up on a farm. And here I am in the big smoke. Mum, look at me now.
Alison Spittle, I'm going to ask you, how are you diverse?
I grew up in a council estate with a castle in it.
So what?
That's how diverse I am. Yeah.
Where was this?
In a small village called Ballymore. There's an old Jacobite watchtower castle and a housing estate for the poor. They were built at different times.
It sounds a lot like British television mashed up into one cross-genre programme, which is sort of like EastEnders meets Downton Abbey.
Do you know where I had my first kiss and my first cigarette?
The turret.
In a Jacobite castle, baby.
Wow. Good girl.
And that is why you are, in fact, dressed like a princess now, because you do have a headdress of a princess.
I do. The headdress of a princess, body of a common person. I don't know what the word is for a person that's not a princess.
I think it's just a regular
Serf?
Person.
Pauper.
Serf. I think it's pleb.
Yeah.
Pauperous.
Peasant.
Pauperous.
Pauperous.
Pauperous. Like a dolphin.
Hashtag feminism.
I love her. I love her.
Why are you called Top of the G'day?
Oh, because it's like top of the morning to you, but G'day is an Australianism.
So I understood, but I just thought in case any of the listeners at home were a little
also,
bit...
Also, can I just clarify? It really should be Top of the G'day, not Top of the G'day.
Morning. Oh, I see.
It's way too posh.
Top of the G'day. Okay, I've got it. It sounds a bit like Top of the B-Day, though, and that's distracting me.
That's where the action is, you know?
Jerked Beavers. Hello.
Hi.
Margaret Hable-Smith, how are you diverse?
Well, my voice is quite posh, and my name is posh, but I went to a state school. Is that shocking? Not really.
I don't think anyone would be shocked by your comprehensive origins.
Oh, It was a convent school. It was a lot of weird things, actually. Well,
it sounds like you're presenting an origin story in the nature of I was bitten by a radioactive nun. Tanya Moore, how are you?
Yeah, I am diverse because when I went to school, I was the only black girl in my class. However, it took me until year 11 to learn that I couldn't tan.
Yeah, that's
you're going to need to unpack that a little bit more for us, Tanya.
So there was a tanning party.
A tanning party?
Yeah, in year 11, Laura had a tanning party.
Laura.
That's so Laura.
Laura.
Should have known.
Classic Laura, innit? Yeah.
I'm like, is there a Laura here? Okay, good. Laura had a tanning party. And I went, and the lady was like, well, you just wait out here, and when they're finished, they'll come and join you.
But you can tan.
I thought so, because when I go on holiday, I tan.
Exactly. That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
So, how are you diverse? I've experienced significant racism.
I mean, it doesn't make me diverse, but maybe it makes me diverse because I experienced it as a child.
I mean, no.
I am sorry.
It makes you diverse, but it's not. I'm sure this is a frequent experience for people of colour, and all I can do is apologise for my people. White people everywhere. Jerked beavers, why are you called jerked beavers? I'm going to need more information.
I'm half Canadian, where the beaver...
roams free.
Is, yeah.
And in Jamaica, we literally jerk everything.
In Australia too, but it's different.
Seriously, I've had jerk penis. It's insane.
I'm literally...
We've all jerked penises. What? What?
If you're listening at home... You know and love this programme, which you listen to all the time, as a charming tea time show. Now, for some scheduling reason, with our usual wonderful theatre that we use, King's Place, we were not able to have a charming tea time show. So this is midweek, London, the vino is poured, it's after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I am dubbing this Global Pillage Late Night.
Yes! Also, I've just ordered a tray of shots. Tray of shots. Tray of shots.
Yeah, it's like a Hollyoaks After Dark. You're going to get to see someone's arse.
Bit of shoulder.
And on the scores, like a traffic warden of facts, it's Ned Sedgwick in Penn's Corner. And on the piano, making our hearts as well as our minds and very probably our mouths sing, welcome Samuel Wolf. Edmund Heathcote Sedgwick, have you had a global experience this week?
You must have been in the castle of my housing estate.
Yes. As some people may know, I used to live in Myanmar, Burma, and I used to be able to speak some Burmese.
Oh, recently, that means you've never mentioned it.
It is literally the one interesting thing about me.
That's not true, Ned. There's that other thing, you left-handed. Oh, no, that's your brother. That's your brother, sorry.
That's my brother.
That's your brother, sorry. Your brother's very interesting.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Anyway, I forgot that in Burmese, they don't really like giving negative answers. So if you're like, oh, do you have a Coke? And they don't have any Cokes left. Instead of saying no, they always go, yes, we don't have any left. So it's really fucking confusing. But... very polite.
Every week, Samuel takes a folk tune and turns it into a scores jingle for us. You know the sort of thing that Mary Berry can do with just a little bit of flour, some sugar and 2 eggs? It's absolutely nothing like that. Samo, over to you.
So, because it's quite late and maintaining my theme this season of creeping Ned out, I have a Syrian folk song for you today. Yeah, it's called Sleep, My Child. It's very beautiful. So I'm just going to sing you the first couple of lines. Sleep, my child, my pretty one, and softly dream. Yeah, it uses a really nice scale that's very hard to sing in called Dorian Sharp 11. So we're going to sing in it. Here we go. I will give you a lead-in of the first half, and I would like you to respond with, what are the scores, Ned?
Ned.
Nothing yet.
Okay.
Love you.
First up is our themed round, and this week the subject is spirits. We mean ghosts rather than cocktails, sadly, although there's a vodka worth over 5 million called Eye of the Dragon. I imagine that's one of the sorts they're a bit snarky about if you order it with a splash of Dr. Pepper. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers.
Ooh.
In Annacloy, in Northern Ireland, in 1964, when a fairy tree was cut down for a new road, what did the locals do to try and divert the fairy's anger? Judge Beavers.
Give them some Guinness.
So give the tree some Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just so leave a bucket of Guinness. No, that's apparently what they do in Northern Ireland, just on the road.
Top of the G'day, who has an Irish member.
I want to say that they all dressed as fairies and stood around the tree, like singing.
Ring of fairies?
Yeah. Well, I think maybe they set up a peace process and had like a good fairy agreement.
Come on!
Yeah, we need to protect that, you guys, by the way.
Is that your final answer, teams? Well, in that case, hive mind. In Annacloy, Northern Ireland, in 1964, when a fairy tree was cut down for a new road, what do the locals do to try and divert the fairy's anger? Sing. Samo will like that one.
I do.
Planted them a new tree.
Give it some butter. Did a bit of butter rubbing.
If there's a problem, give them butter. Always.
I love it. That's that person's answer for every question.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Butter. Me again, butter. Hi, yeah. Butter.
Not you're just in this, but in their own lives.
She's also like swirling a glass of rosé, kind of very nonchalant. Just give them some butter. Yeah.
A glass of butter. That's what she's swirling. Yeah, yeah, butter. Yeah.
That's why she looks nonchalant.
Any final answers?
Sacrifice a virgin.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Going the other way. This is 1964.
I love it, yeah.
So, yeah.
Like a virgin sacrificed for the very first time.
For the very first time.
Oh. Come on, Sarah. I'm not in a good team, but that deserves a point.
Spittle bananas.
You traitor.
If you think it's they sang to the fairy, buzz now. If you think they planted a new tree for the fairy, buzz now. If you think they rubbed it with butter, as is the custom, buzz now. Bzz. Or if you think they sacrificed a virgin for the fairy first time, buzz now. You've gone for that, understandably, because we love a pun, but in fact, they treated the tree as if it were a human and took it away in an ambulance.
Oh, wow! That's great!
Yeah.
Maybe they should have, like, good. A provisional tree and then a real tree.
Mm.
And that's...
So I think what Alison Spittle said, which was there was a peace agreement, was very much accurate and she should get lots of points.
No.
Okay.
More favouritism.
What?
20 points.
This next is not... question.
Deborah's drunk.
The Hilton Hotel in Bangkok was home for many years to a spirit shrine covered with dildos. What was it used for? Top of the day.
Is it like a mint under the pillow? Like a complimentary dildo under a pillow?
Each... Nope. I know what it is.
I love that sound effect, though. That really goes well.
Yeah. Okay, have it. Well, okay,
fertility,
top of the day.
Fertility, you visited it and you know, it was thought to give you fertility.
Judge Beavers?
Different.
Feels like your area.
Yeah, I think it was
even
so
as I
annoying.
Say that, I just thought of that literally and thought unpleasant,
gross. It's in the bridal suite or something. I was going to say fertility, and then Sarah rudely interrupted.
I knew you were. That's why I said it first, because I could see it in your eyes. Like fertility.
Everyone sees fertility.
Is it like a spa? So you just go there to relax.
That wanking yourself in a branch is actually not relaxing
but
at all. No, I'm telling you.
But people, because there's multi uses for dildos. It's not always you got, but you can just use it, just put it on your head, and it really, like the headache, it goes. I promise.
Yeah, it really gets rid of sinus problems. You know, like it
Babe,
does. Yeah.
We're like two. We're the same person.
We are.
The Hilton hysteria. Hive mind, what was the spirit shrine covered with dildos used for?
They have to buzz, which is really funny because it's like a vibrator.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What? Hive mind, what was the spirit shrine covered with dildos used for?
I don't know why I thought it was a tree. I really thought it was a tree. It was shrine.
Well,
shrine's not a tree.
Listen,
at all,
if Freud
it
slips into
the
your
tree,
imagination,
to be fair.
Oh, okay.
So there's a tree and a little shrine and a bunch of dildos.
I think you're thinking of the fairy tree.
I know.
And
I think
confusing
I am
using the questions.
Yeah.
But hive mind. What was the spirit shrine covered with dildos used for?
A lot of bachelorette parties.
Oh! Bachelorette parties. So hen nights, we would call those, or bachelorette parties. Yeah. Okay.
Is it like a scarecrow?
You're not in the hive, Alison.
Sorry.
Yes, unless you want your points going to the hive mind.
Good luck
for women. That's my main fertility. Come on, mate. Yeah, you were trying to use synonyms for my exact answer. Don't come here with your cinnamon spice.
If you come,
getting lucky.
You'll touch the shrine and you'll get lucky. Okay.
I think you'll get more than lucky.
I'm not touching any dildos, I have to say. This is mine. You don't know where they've been.
If you think it's a bachelorette party or a hen night, buzz now. If you think it's good luck for women getting pregnant, buzz now. Or just good luck getting lucky, buzz now. In fact, it was visited by people whose partners were experiencing erectile dysfunction.
Oh, none of us got it right then.
So that's
fertility.
Not really,
fertility.
No, it's not fertility.
You don't want it.
It's like the opposite of fertility.
I'm going to give half points to top of the good day.
Ooh. Nice.
Because it is a shrine to Chow Mei Tubtim, who is a fertility spirit.
In Armenia, if you want to protect a newborn baby from evil spirits, what do you do to a piece of bread? Jerked beavers?
Dip it in some tea.
Dip it in some tea. So in Armenia, if you want to protect a newborn baby from evil spirits, you put the bread in the tea, and then what happens?
Tea solves everything. If anything happens to you, lady, you go to your mum's house, what's she going to do? She can put on a kettle. So I just feel like it's going to...
But if your baby was possessed with an evil spirit, would your mum just pop the kettle on? Would she not just do more drastic
measures? She would, because she'll sit down and, like, have words with the spirit.
Yeah.
So she'd
negotiate.
She'd make the evil spirits...
A cup of tea.
And then sort of calm down now. Come on. And then they would fall for the PG tips, which they do every time, and then they get swallowed up into the tea.
Yeah.
And then you just pop a lid on, take it outside like a spider.
I love the way your mind works, Deborah.
I mean, top of the good day, if you want to protect your newborn baby from evil spirits, what do you do to a piece of bread?
I'd put that baby in a sandwich. I would do.
That'll protect it.
I would protect it. Not just from evil spirits, from sharp corners.
But not from very hungry people.
Bread is versatile.
Yeah.
I actually think we're going to go with that answer, but I will say maybe it's like the night before Christmas where you put out a carrot for the reindeers or a mince pie or whatever, and like you eat a hole in it, like, you know, to, you know, prove the verity of Santa. Oh, by the way,
sorry,
do all your listeners know? Oh, shit. What's your policy? What's the global policy?
Well, it's late night.
Late night.
Santa's not real! I said it.
Neither is God.
Oh,
we're truthing it now. We're truthing it.
Yeah, the two berries are bitch.
To be fair, at top of the good day, I've said a lot of things tonight, and most of them haven't been correct. Hive mind. What do you do to a piece of bread to ward a newborn baby off from evil spirits in Armenia?
Wash the baby in breadcrumbs.
Wash the baby in breadcrumbs.
Oh, Leanne.
So Leanne, who was in our audience last week, has turned up again. She's become...
Leanne, leave us alone.
She's become our mascot and is now compulsory for her to be at every episode. So baby breadcrumb, anything else?
Burn the bread.
Not the baby. No, the bread. Burn the bread, that will ward off evil spirits. Anything else?
Put it on the bird table.
Put it on the bird table. When the birds take it away, they'll also take away the evil spirits.
And the baby.
And the baby, possibly. Then your problem's gone, isn't it? Anything else?
Soak the evil spirit.
You soak the evil spirit in the bread. Oh, you put a sauce. Huh? A sort of exorcist sauce. Yep, sure. I'm going with that. If you think it's wash the baby with breadcrumbs, buzz now. If you think it's burn the bread, buzz now. If you think it's pop the bread out on a bird table and the birds will come and take it away, possibly also the baby, buzz now. And if you think it's a special exorcist secret sauce, buzz now. Okay, in fact, I think top of the good day, we're very close. You cut a hole in it and pass the baby through. What is that if not a baby sandwich?
That is a baby sandwich!
Sarah Bonetto said cut a hole in it, and Alison said sandwich. That's got to be points.
That's like a sub of a day on a Monday, by the way, is a bread with a hole and a baby in it.
Ned?
It's thought that the spirits eat the bread and get distracted away from the baby.
Oh, like me. I always get distracted by bread.
Yeah. You know? It's possible you're an evil spirit, Alison. I think that's what we've learnt. You were raised in a Jacobean castle with a pagan ring of council flats around it.
That's what Naughty. We do to protect.
It's like Stonehenge. And it's the end of the round.
Please tell us next. What are the scores, Ned? Please.
Ned, I'll kill you.
I regret everything. I'm so sorry.
I genuinely couldn't tell where that was coming from.
It wasn't me.
As you will not be able to tell when I put it on your Spotify playlist.
Oh, infer joint last place. It's the Jerk Beavers in the Hive Mind with no points.
Oh my God.
In first place with 10 points, it's Top of a Good Day. Yay!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Top of the Good Day are out in front, but can anyone equalise during everyone's favourite round?
Idioms!
So in England, we might say bite the bullet. Mm. But in France, they'd literally translate that as classic English cooking then. What is the meaning of this foreign phrase, which we've literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Vietnam, they say, you're squeezing fat to get oil. What do they mean? Top of the Good Day.
Fracking.
So you're
fracking.
Deborah.
She's just going to
keep
saying
She's got a very
it.
Good point.
I don't
fracking
know.
Is bad.
I don't
fracking
know the science.
Guys.
Fracking is
She's
bad.
Right. We'll go with fracking.
Go with fracking. Jerk Beavers.
It's one of those things where you're doing something and something impossible's, you know, yes. Yeah, someone in the audience went, yeah. So I'm not even finishing my sentence.
Right, okay. You can't just say it's something
yeah,
with something,
no, okay,
something.
So it's something and then something, something. No, you're doing something, oh, God, there is something.
Oh, you're doing something, but you're doing it backwards. You're doing it the wrong way.
No.
Okay.
It's doing something where there's literal impossible outcome. So you're putting some effort into something. And this is literally impossible.
It's a waste of your time. So it's a waste of time. It's impossible. So it's fracking is a waste of time.
It's impossible.
In Vietnam, they say you're squeezing fat to get oil. What do they mean, hive mind?
Trying to get the truth.
Trying to get the truth out of somebody.
Mm. Trying to turn water into wine.
Water into wine. Miracle.
All right, calm down.
Masturbation.
Oh,
that's your answer late to night, everything. Late night masturbation. I mean, it's the best time to do it.
Squeeze.
I'm a mor.
Anything else?
You're being inefficient.
Okay. Oh. If you think it's trying to get the truth out of someone, buzz now. If you think it's turning water into wine, buzz now. If you think it's late night masturbation, buzz now. And if you think it's... Thank you. If you think it's being inefficient, buzz now. You've gone for inefficient. In fact, it's you've fallen for the wrong person. Or
what?
You can't hurry love, you just have to wait. Love don't come easy, it's a game of give and take.
Amazing. Did Phil Collins send that via fax? He divorced his wife of a fax.
Well, he was of that era.
Yeah, that's true.
It really dates him to the era when men were more cunty. In Finland, they say, you are being black socked. You are being black socked. What does that mean?
You've given up on life and you've just got black socks.
Are you talking to me, Alison? Is this you just I'm coming speaking, out and saying what you wanted to say to me?
I'm speaking universally, but yes.
But also, I think, she's concerned.
Could it be that you're lost?
You're lost.
Yeah, because it's always the black sock that goes missing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
In the dryer.
Yeah, so you're being black socked. So in other words, you're missing, you're disappearing.
You're missing, like you're just, maybe you're missing in the mind or you're missing in the moment.
Missing in the mind. That
possibly.
Sounds
maybe, yeah.
That's
maybe your
a
body's
great name
here,
for your R&B album, Missing in the Mind.
Babes, listen, my album's R&B, bashment, hip-hop, it's all going on.
When does it drop, just for our late night Global Pillage listeners?
August, after Edinburgh.
Great. Okay, we'll look out for that.
And it's called You're Being Black Socked. Is that what I've heard?
You're being black socked.
Okay. Great. Good to know. Top of the day.
It means someone came in and stole your partner or stole the person you liked from under you. You've been black socked.
Ah, like blackballed. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I doing too much by feeling uncomfortable with you saying black very strongly and stealing?
It's fair. I hear you and I respect it.
Take it
and
back.
I'll tone it down.
Yeah. Hive mind. In Finland, they say you are being black socked. If you're listening at home, Tanya and Sarah Bonetto were throwing generous kisses to one another. Both enjoying that moment very much. There's no need to tweet or email.
Oh, no, it's all love here. All love.
All love. It's all love. In Finland, they say you're being black socked. What do they mean, hive mind?
Fired.
You're being scammed.
Ooh.
I thought you were calling me scum for a second.
What else? No future. Oh, all right. This does sound like a heckle now, but it sounds more like something my mother would have said
that
to me.
That person is not even here. That's just in our minds.
Anything else?
Missold
PPI? Did you know that? Okay, if you think you've been fired, buzz now. You've been scammed, buzz now. You've got no future, buzz now. You're a Morrissey song, buzz now. You've been missold PPI, buzz now. In fact, Sarah Bonetto was closest. It's you're jealous, maybe because your partner has been taken out from under you or from on top of you.
No, can I just say?
I'd say close, closest.
No,
closest.
No black
since
song.
When did we start giving points for closest? And it wasn't very close.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. It's still nice when someone's close, even if they don't give any points.
It would be if she'd been close, okay?
All right.
Just keep it rolling.
That close.
Rolling.
We'll be fast if you give us a point.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Well,
that's nice. We're going to do it.
In Quechua, they say you have two arses. What do they mean?
You talk too much.
All right, it's my show. It's a fair criticism. You have to ask us, you talk too much?
Shit, I want to add you talk too much rubbish.
Yeah, because it's talking out your ass.
And then there's talking out your ass two times.
Double talk
out your ass. You talk out your ass and you repeat it.
Yeah.
Which is the worst of all crimes.
Yeah.
You have a dimpled chin.
I'll give you £1,000 if that's right.
I know.
Yes.
That's dangerous.
Yes. Where is
dangerous.
She from?
I'm up for it. I'm up for it.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Margaret Capon Smith will give Alison Spittle £1,000.
Yes.
And can I pay you back £1 a month for the rest of my life?
I'm going to double or nothing that. And bear in mind, I can see the card. So. Your money's safe, Margaret Capon Smith. That's all I can tell you. A hive mind. In Quechua, they say you have two arses. What do they mean?
You're ugly.
All right. Now, I'm concerned. It's just hurtful.
Yeah. I'm concerned she said that with a smile.
I know. It's a bit Richard III. I murder while I smile. Anybody else?
You're a leader.
You're a leader. That's
a nice heckle.
Thank you. You're a leader?
You put on weight.
All right.
Jesus.
Christmas was good to me.
Damn.
One thing, I like it.
Damn.
Lean in.
Leanne, we liked you.
Anybody else?
Two-faced.
Thank you.
Two-faced.
Okay,
it's
all
like
right.
A family reunion for me.
but at least you're a leader. If it's your ugly buzz now, if you think it's your leader buzz now, if you think you've put on, it means you've put on weight buzz now.
If you think you've put on weight,
if you think it means If you think you, it means you're two-faced, Buzznut. Yeah, I can see why you would have gone with that one, but in fact, it means you don't spend enough time at home. Ned Sedgwick, please explain.
I am going to give them half points. Because
why?
It comes from, you're meant to be sat down at home, but you've been sitting down somewhere else. But it has come to mean you're two-faced. You can't really trust this person.
Because you don't know what they're doing. They're playing away, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's the end of the round.
Please tell us, Ned, what are the scores, Ned?
Please, I'm going to kill you.
It's amazing what strangers will do when they're in a group. Joke Beavers are in third place with no points. The Hive Mind are in second place with 5 points. And Top of a Good Day are in first place with 10 points.
Okay.
Deborah, it never happens. I know. Usually only once a season, and this could be it.
Oh, my God.
The next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural family background. But from the whispering I can hear on either side of me, it's clear that the comedians didn't bother to do their homework.
Hey, 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 hey.
We had to whittle out all of our ideas down to one because we had so many great ideas.
It is not your turn yet. It's Jerked Beavers. Jerked Beavers, do you have a question for Top of the Good Day?
So we have a question that was in the bank.
Yeah.
And then we had a question that we were going to see because I only have one. My parents are from Jamaica, which is quite boring, but she's like a pick and mix. There's like loads going on. So I was thinking maybe that there would be a question in there, but...
All right, look, my family, okay, my son is so obsessed with pizza that we can't say the word in front of him. So we came up with a code word. What is the...
Or do you want our bank question?
No, I like this one. It's Global Pillage Late Night. They're in the lead.
You said it's top.
Everyone wants Top of the Day to win, but also they want points for themselves. Okay. So we're going to go with this.
What
does Margaret Cabram Smith say for pizza instead of pizza because her son can't hear pizza without getting terribly excited and ruining the whole day?
Bills or invoices. Better get some invoices in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, sort through those bills. Call the guy who brings the bills in his little motorcycle. Then we pay him and we tip him. The bills smell so good.
Do you think the invoices
the bills
will
garlic
be...
dip tonight? Yeah,
I mean,
we are. I
don't know about you, but I'm super turned on.
Yeah. It's like role play. It's like the most mundane role play ever.
Yeah.
Is it invoices?
No.
What is it?
Oh, is it burgers?
It's walkies.
Oh, that's funny because you can't say walkies in front of a dog.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's great.
Why didn't all of you get that? So
it's
weird.
Absolutely adorable. Top of the good day, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Now I feel like we have to go very niche.
No, you really don't.
No, you do what you...
What is my dad most disappointed in me for?
This is really niche now, but she is Irish, so it counts. I'm afraid I cannot overrule it.
Disappointed.
We have an answer from my mind. Is it for not buying the castle in the middle of the council estate Stonehenge?
Well, no.
Is it?
No, let him do it. Like I say...
Do you want me to... no, it isn't. No, no.
No, okay.
You'd probably be most disappointed in me.
Hang on, if you didn't know, why are you saying
the question? I know. It's okay, I'll say. It's very hard, okay. He's most disappointed in me because I don't keep up with football anymore and don't know who's in the West Bromwich Albion team at the moment. And also, I'm sexually active. So.
Bonus points for any accurate names of the West Bromwich Albion team. If anyone can shout out. Now, I know that the Venn diagram of people who watch football and people who listen to Global Pillage is very small, but we might have... It's Ned.
Not Ned.
Anyone knows any
James
footballer from
McLean,
Bromwich?
James guys. He never wears a poppy and he always gets shit for it.
Oh, he's gone now.
Is he? Oh, yeah. Fuck. Well, I'm done.
Ned Sedgwick has to award a point there because
I really don't.
Yes,
okay.
He does. He absolutely has to. And I've made the rule. It's late night. The rules are different. Okay, Hive Mind. We have someone here from Malaysia.
Yeah, Nithyasha. So this was inspired by my friend Kostas over here, who was sharing his diversity story. Assuming you're talking about someone and they walk past, what does that mean?
If you're talking about someone, so speak of the devil, basically.
Yeah.
If you're talking about someone and then they just come up or they walk past you, how is it significant, jerked beavers?
They're going to kill you.
Okay.
Or you're going to kill them.
Okay, there's something deadly. Tanya, do you agree with that? Or have you got something else?
No, I'm going to go less morbid.
Go on.
And say it means that they're going to kill you.
I can't get points for this, but I'd like to answer, just to log it, that I'm clever. I think it means that you fancy them or they fancy you. It's something like that. I think it's that they fancy you.
I think
they
mean
something.
I think it means all is forgiven.
I think you were thinking about
the answer.
I think it means live in too small of a town. Like, you need to get better.
Get out of the pool.
Oh, like Jersey. You live in Jersey.
No, you're all wrong. It means you're going to live a long life.
Oh, we knew that.
Who? You or the other person?
The other person.
We knew that.
The other person's going to live a long life.
We say that here too.
Too late.
Yeah.
What if you don't want a long life?
Okay, and it's the end of the round.
Please tell us what are the scores and
ends? You can't run away from your feelings.
I've got to apologise to everyone Syrian that I know, I think.
And everyone Syrian that you don't know, really. Yeah. They're more likely to be offended. Your mates will be like, Samo, you're at it again. Just cut it out, but we love you really. The other ones are just going to be like, who's this dick?
Fair.
In third place, it's the Jerk Beavers with 5 points.
Woo!
And in joint first place, it's Top of a Good Day and the Hive Mind with 10 points apiece.
Tension, tension.
Next, it's a sign round. Everybody is marching these days, and some protesters come home to see the hilarious slogans on their signs all over social media. Lucky them. Maybe it's happened to you. Probably not. For example, there was one at an anti-Trump rally which simply said, "We shall overcome." Oh. Yeah, there you go. Teams, we'd like you to make some shareworthy signs, and Ned will award points for creativity. You have 30 seconds to write your slogan for today's protest, which is against the power of landlords. Time starts now. And time is up. All right, against the power of landlords, you're out on that march. What is the amusing sign that you hold up, hoping desperately to see somebody else on Facebook give it a like because your life has been reduced to this? Top of the good day. Yeah. I can see you've decorated something beautifully there. Could we please see it?
Okay. It just says, it is very glittery. There's lots of lights and shining things. It says, Rent, hate the musical. Hate the concept.
Why do you hate the musical?
It's so weird.
1,122.
Yeah.
Set up a director.
Landlord, me, all night long. Landlord.
Yeah. Is there a song about direct debit in it?
There is. It's the concept of
We've
renting.
We've seen it numerous times.
Samo, could you just give us anything from Rent? But we're going to need you to sing it.
Please fix the washing machine.
525,600 minutes.
Paying rent.
500.
What we're saying is we haven't seen the musical.
Okay, it's not about what you think it's about. Jerked Beavers, do you have a sign for us?
We have a sign.
Bandlords more like.
Nice.
Hey. Nice. While Ned works out the points for that, we'll go to our final round. The final round is our quickfire round. Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz, and then shout out the answer as loudly as you can. Fingers on buzzers, and time starts now. What Oscar-winning film was known in Greece as the Golden Gloves?
Goldfinger?
Nope.
Oscar-winning.
Golden Gloves. Million Dollar Baby, very, very good answer, but sadly incorrect. It was Rocky. Oh. I don't know why on earth you would think it was going to be about a woman when clearly it was all along going to be about a man. What flag is a combination of the cross of St. Patrick, the cross of St. Andrew, and the cross of St. George?
It is the Union Jack.
It is the Union Jack, correct,
as
Alison.
We call it in Ireland, the butcher's apron. Great bit of crack banter there for you.
Oh, I really hope those fairies mend that tree. You're either running from the monster or running into those who rip out hearts, is the Libyan Arabic equivalent to which English idiom? A frying pan fire? Not quite.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Big, I've got on my card, it says between rock and a hard place, but Ned, you can choose to also give points to frying pan fire if you prefer. What flower is depicted on a fleur-de-lis? Not lotus.
Daffodil.
No. No, it's iris. Which country has moussaka as their national dish?
Greece.
Yes, of course. I don't see how that was even a question.
This is your show. You know that, right?
No, I didn't write the
question. It's a speed round.
Complete this line from the Algerian national anthem. We have taken the noise of gunpowder as our rhythm and the sound of what as our melody?
Bombs.
Close, but no cigar.
Screams.
Screams. No, it's machine guns.
Oh, charming.
The cock is the national animal of which country?
Buzz France.
Buzz France is correct.
No, Buzz France isn't a place.
Finish this Danish joke about the Swedes. How do you sink a Swedish ship?
On time.
No.
On time. No.
You throw a load of dildos on it.
No. You launch it. As soon as it goes out, you launch it.
The dildo.
Yep. And we're out of time, and it's the end of the show.
Please tell us Ned, what are the scores,
Ned?
Please
help me. My mommy said there's no such thing as monsters, Ripley, but she was lying, wasn't she?
In third place. Need to go to bed. Thanks everyone for staying. In third place, it's a jerked beavers with 10 points.
Bronze medal, you bronze, you medaled, you medaled.
Come on, we're on the podium.
In second place, with 20 points, it's top of a good day. And in first place, with 35 points, it's a hive mind.
Well done, Hive Mind. So it's a big, proud cock to our winners, but a bitter black sock to our losers. And I'll leave you on this lovely thought from Greece. The heart that loves is always young, unless, of course, it loves Jacob Rees-Mogg, and then it's dead. Please, I shouldn't really say that because he's got children. That sounds bad. I'll say it again.
It's fine. Okay. They're awful, too.
Please give it up for Sarah Bonetto! Alison Spettle, Margaret Cabon Smith, Tanya Moore, Ed Sedgwick in Pellet's Corner, Samma Wolf on Peace, you the Hive Mind, I've been Deborah Francis, Mike, good night! I've been listening to Global Ballet, hosted and created by Deborah Francis White. That's me. The questions were sent by Ned Sedgwick. That's him. The programme associated with Jess Foster-Kuhn. She's not here. The Global Village theme tune was composed by Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark. The theme tune was played by Samo Wolf. Hey, Samo. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. He can hear me right now. The producer of the Spontaneity Shop was Tom Zielinski. He's waving at the audience to clap. Thanks to Zoe, Sally and Emma at King's Place. You guys rock. For more information about this and other episodes, please visit globalvillage.net. It's been Global Village. Late fucking night. It's Easter time. It's Easterish time, isn't it? We've just had Easter, but you know, when this comes out, Easter will be ages away. But you're listening to this in the future.
Spooky.
We are time travellers because that's what podcasting is. You record something.
Yep. It's the title.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.